Today is the 11th day of February. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you today as we gather around the global campfire. It is such a joy that we have this little oasis, this place in each day that we can come to and step away from the chaos or any of the drama that's going on and just exhale. Allow the scriptures to speak to us. What a beautiful thing this is. And so it is a joy and a delight to be here together today as we take the next step forward, which continues our journey through the book of Exodus, where the law, the Mosaic law, is being revealed. The children of Israel are at the base of the mountain. Moses is at the top of the mountain, and he's been gone a long time, and the people are getting antsy about it. So we're reading from the Contemporary English Version this week, Exodus chapters 32 and 33. After the people saw that Moses had been on the mountain for a long time, they went to Aaron and said, "Make us an image of a God who will lead us and protect us. Moses brought us out of Egypt, but nobody knows what has happened to him." Aaron told them, "Bring me the gold earrings that your wives and sons and daughters are wearing." Everybody took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. Then he melted them and made an idol in the shape of a young bull. All the people said to one another, "This is the God who brought us out of Egypt." When Aaron saw what was happening, he built an altar in front of the idol and said, "Tomorrow we will celebrate in honor of the Lord." The people got up early the next morning and killed some animals to be used for sacrifices and others to be eaten. Then everyone ate and drank so much that they began to carry on like wild people. The Lord said to Moses, "Hurry back down. Those people you led out of Egypt are acting like fools. They have already stopped obeying me and have made themselves an idol in the shape of a young bull. They have bowed down to it, offered sacrifices, and said that it is the God who brought them out of Egypt. Moses, I have seen how stubborn these people are, and I'm angry enough to destroy them, so don't try to stop me. But I will make your descendants into a great nation." Moses tried to get the Lord God to change his mind. "Our Lord, you used your mighty power to bring these people out of Egypt. Now don't become angry and destroy them. If you do, the Egyptians will say that you brought your people out here into the mountains just to get rid of them. Please, don't be angry with your people. Don't destroy them. Remember the solemn promise you made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You promised that someday they would have as many descendants as there are stars in the sky, and that you would give them land. So even though the Lord had threatened to destroy the people, he changed his mind and let them live." Moses went back down the mountain with the two flat stones on which God had written all of his laws with his own hand, and he had used both sides of the stones. When Joshua heard the noisy shouts of the people, he said to Moses, "A battle must be going on down in the camp." But Moses replied, "It doesn't sound like they are shouting because they have won or lost a battle. They are singing wildly." As Moses got closer to the camp, he saw the idol, and he also saw the people dancing around. This made him so angry that he threw down the stones and broke them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. He melted the idol the people had made, and he ground it into powder. He scattered it in their water and made them drink it. Moses asked Aaron, "What did these people do to harm you? Why did you make them sin in this terrible way?" Aaron answered, "Don't be angry with me. You know as well as I do that they are determined to do evil. They even told me, 'That man Moses has led us out of Egypt, but now we don't know what has happened to him.' make us a god to lead us. And I asked them to bring me their gold earrings. They took them off and gave them to me. I threw the gold into a fire, and out came this bull. Moses knew that the people were out of control and that it was Aaron's fault. And now they had made fools of themselves in front of their enemies. So Moses stood at the gate of the camp and shouted, "Everyone who is on the Lord's side, come over here." Then the men of the Levi tribe gathered around Moses, and he said to them, "The Lord God of Israel commands you to strap on your swords and go through the camp, killing your relatives, your friends, and your neighbors." The men of Levi tribe followed his orders, and that day they killed about 3,000 men. Moses said to them, "You obeyed the Lord and did what was right, and so you will serve as his priests for the people of Israel. It was hard for you to kill your own sons and brothers, but the Lord has blessed you and made you his priests today." The next day, Moses told the people, "This is a terrible thing you have done, but I will go back to the Lord to see if I can do something to keep the sin from being held against you." Moses returned to the Lord and said, "The people have committed a terrible sin. They have made a gold idol to be their god, but I beg you to forgive them. If you don't, please wipe my name out of your book." The Lord replied, "I will wipe out of my book the name of everyone who has sinned against me. Now take my people to the place I told you about, and my angel will lead you. When the time comes, I will punish them for this sin." So the Lord punished the people of Israel with a terrible disease for talking Aaron into making the gold idol. The Lord said to Moses, "You led the people of Israel out of Egypt. Now get ready to lead them to the land I promised their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is a land rich with milk and honey, and I will send an angel to force out those people who live there, the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I would go with my people, but they are so rebellious that I would destroy them before they get there." Even before the Lord said these harsh things, he had told Moses, "These people really are rebellious, and I would kill them at once if I went with them. But tell them to take off their fancy jewelry. Then I'll decide what to do with them." So the people started mourning, and after leaving Mount Sinai, they stopped wearing fancy jewelry. Moses used to set up a tent far from camp. He called it the meeting tent, and whoever needed some message from the Lord would go there. Each time Moses went out to the tent, everyone would stand at the entrance to their own tents and watch him enter. Then they would bow down because a thick cloud would come down in front of the tent, and the Lord would speak to Moses face to face, just like a friend. Afterwards, Moses would return to camp, but his young assistant Joshua would stay at the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "I know that you have told me to lead these people to the land you promised them, but you have not told me who my assistant will be. You have said that you are my friend and that you are pleased with me. If this is true, let me know what your plans are, then I can obey and continue to please you. And don't forget that you have chosen this nation to be your own." The Lord said, "I will go with you and give you peace." Then Moses replied, "If you aren't going with us, please don't make us leave this place. But if you do go with us, everyone will know that you are pleased with your people and with me. That way we will be different from the rest of the people on earth." So the Lord told him, "I will do what you have asked, because I am your friend, and I am pleased with you." Then Moses said, I pray that you would let me see you in all of your glory." The Lord answered, "All right, I am the Lord, and I show mercy and kindness to anyone I choose. I will let you see my glory and hear my holy name, but I won't let you see my face, because anyone who sees my face will die. There is a rock not far from me. Stand beside it, and before I pass by in all of my shining glory, I will put you in a large crack in the rock. I will cover your eyes with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you will see my back. You will not see my face." Matthew 26:69-27:14. While Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, a servant girl came up to him and said, "You were with Jesus from Galilee." But in front of everyone, Peter said, "That isn't so. I don't know what you're talking about." When Peter had gone out to the gate, another servant girl saw him and said to some people there, "This man was with Jesus from Nazareth." Again, Peter denied it. This time he swore, "I don't even know that man." A little while later, some people standing there walked over to Peter and said, "We know you are one of them. We can tell it because you talk like someone from Galilee." Peter began to curse and swear, "I don't know that man." Right then, a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered that Jesus had said, "Before a rooster crows, you will say three times that you don't know me." And Peter went out and cried hard. Early the next morning, all the chief priests and the nation's leaders met and decided that Jesus should be put to death. They tied him up and led him away to Pilate, the governor. Judas had betrayed Jesus, but when he learned that Jesus had been sentenced to death, he was sorry for what he had done. He returned the 30 silver coins to the chief priests and leaders and said, "I have sinned by betraying a man who has never done anything wrong." "So what? That's your problem," they replied. Judas threw the money into the temple and then went out and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the money and said, "This money was paid to have a man killed. We can't put it in the temple treasury." Then they had a meeting and decided to buy a field that belonged to someone who made clay pots. They wanted to use it as a graveyard for foreigners. That's why people still call that place Field of Blood. So the words of the prophet Jeremiah came true. They took the 30 silver coins, the price of a person among the people of Israel. They paid it for a potter's field, as the Lord had commanded me. Jesus was brought before Pilate, the governor, who asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Those are your words," Jesus answered. And when the chief priests and leaders brought their charges against him, he did not say a thing. Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear what crimes they say you have done?" But Jesus did not say anything, and the governor was greatly amazed. Psalm 33:1-11. Sing praises to the Lord. You are the Lord's people. Obey him and celebrate. He deserves your praise. Praise the Lord with harps. Use harps with 10 strings to make music for him. Sing a new song. Shout. Play beautiful music. The Lord is truthful. He can be trusted. He loves justice and fairness, and he is kind to everyone everywhere on earth. The Lord made the heavens and everything in them by his word. He scooped up the ocean and stored the water. Everyone in this world should worship and honor the Lord. As soon as he spoke, the world was created, At his command, the earth was formed. The Lord destroys the plans and spoils the schemes of the nations. But what the Lord has planned will stand forever. His thoughts never change. Proverbs 8:33-36. Listen carefully to my instructions and you will be wise. Come to my home each day and listen to me. You will find happiness. By finding me, you find life, and the Lord will be pleased with you. But if you don't find me, you hurt only yourself. And if you hate me, you are in love with death. Okay, so in the book of Exodus today, we have a pretty crazy situation. For centuries, God had been enacting a plan that he had promised to Abraham. With a mighty hand of authority, he freed his people from Egyptian slavery. It could have been easy, they could have let them go, but it took all of those plagues systematically dismantling Egypt. And the people saw this, and then they were set free, and they left free but laden down with treasure from the Egyptians. He had been feeding the people in the wilderness where there was no supply for that many people. He had been leading them with fire in the night and cloud in the day. They had witnessed the presence of God coming down upon the mountain. Moses had gone up the mountain to speak with God, and they knew it. But within 40 days, they are bowing down to the image of a calf made out of gold. Gold that had been melted down with the treasures that they carried out of Egypt, that had been given to them by God. But within just a little over a month, they think Moses has disappeared. And they need a God to lead them forward. And so they bow down to this golden calf and say, "This is the God that brought us out of Egypt." And they worshiped and had this massive party. And we can look at this story and go, "What are you guys thinking?" Which is a fair question and one that the text is leading us to ask. What were they thinking? It appears that they weren't. Other than thinking that they didn't know what happened to Moses. So we can look at the story and go, yep, this is a rebellious people. They are stiff-necked. They are acting crazy. And then it becomes the mirror. What happens to us when we have to wait more than 40 days for something? What happens to us when we feel that God is distant? Or it's smoke and fog and we can't see and we don't know where to go? And so we go looking for life on our own, in our own strength. One of the great messages of the wilderness that the children of Israel are in, and the wildernesses that we face in our lives, is that we come to the end of ourselves, realizing that we are utterly dependent upon God, and that God is sustaining us. But so often in our own strength, we are trying to arrange for life to happen on our terms. And even though none of us probably have fashioned a golden calf that we have in the backyard that we worship, we might have something in the backyard that we worship. Because we need to remember that whatever we give our heart to, expecting life in return, that's worship. And so we may not be bowing down to a golden calf, but we can bow down to a car or a house or a bank account or another person or anything that we worship. And it's good for us to kind of get that inside of us, understanding that idol worship isn't a main thing, at least in most of the societies that we live in. But we do turn to many things in search of life, and there is only one source. And this is a major lesson of the wilderness and a major theme in the Bible, idolatry. And we will see up close and personal where that road goes, and it doesn't go anywhere that we want to go. And so putting our trust and giving our allegiance and loyalty and offering our heart in any direction other than the Most High God is not a path we want to be on. And so, Father, we invite you into that even as we watch what's happening here in the book of Exodus with the children of Israel. It really is easy for us to go, that was a long time ago, and what are those people thinking? But then your word becomes immediate, and we realize it's different, but we have the same tendencies within us. And so, Holy Spirit, come and help us to realize yet again, you are our source of life and provision, and getting that through our heads and into our hearts and surrendering to that, opening ourselves up to that and becoming open-handed to you is the wisest thing we could ever do and the safest place for us to ever be. Come, Holy Spirit, into this we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base and certainly the place to go find out what's going on around here and get connected in any way that you can or desire to. The community section of either the app or the website will give you links to different social media channels that we are participating in. And it is also the home of the prayer wall where we can always pray. Always. Never not. Like always on, never off. We can always pray. And we can always ask for prayer. We can always be together in spirit in that way. So check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission here to bring the spoken word of God read fresh every day and given to whoever will listen, wherever they may be, whatever time it is, no matter what's going on in life, and to build community around the rhythm so that we're going through this together, we're not going through it alone. And it being the Bible and life, we don't have to go through either one of them alone. So check that out. And of course, as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, there is a little hotline button in the Daily Audio Bible app that sits up at the top, and you can hit that hotline button and share what's going on, no matter where you are in the world. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Chelsea, you called in on February 6th, and as I was listening to you, I felt the Lord put a verse on my heart from Habakkuk, and I'm in the car, and I can't look it up right now, but it's in the first chapter, and it comes after Habakkuk is calling out to the Lord and asking him for direction and asking where he is, and he responds by saying something like, I hear you, and you wouldn't even believe what I'm about to do if I told you. So that's my prayer for you, Chelsea, that you would have patience until the Lord intervenes and gives you wisdom and direction and shows you where to move, and that he would surprise you with such a beautiful intervention in your life that when you look back, you'll realize you wouldn't even have believed him if he'd told you. That's all.
Hey guys, this is Brad from Livingston, Montana. I haven't called in a long time, but I needed you guys' prayers. So, briefly, it was about probably almost 12 years ago that I called in because I had made a decision to start my own business. And I asked for your prayers, and it was amazing how God worked it. The day that I had to give my notice at my old job, that morning, as I was listening to DAB, my call was played, right before I had to go in and talk to my boss. Well, that business was not something that God called me into. I decided to do that, and I asked him to bless it. And now, after that long in this business, and it's been nothing but a pain to me, it's been really, really hard. I think I finally, God's brought me to the place where I'm willing to give it up. But fear is really trying to creep in. So I would ask your guys' prayers that now that he's pruned me enough, that I'm willing, I'm so broken, I'm willing to do anything, of course, but I want his perfect will. I don't want my will. I want his perfect will. And I'm asking that you guys would stand with me in prayer just as you did so long ago. And pray that God opens the doors that he wants me to walk through and makes it evident to me. I love you guys. And anybody else out there, don't make the same mistake I did. Wait on the Lord. Ask him what he wants you to do. Love you guys. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is my first time on this prayer line. And I am just encouraged this morning. And I've been having Ashley, the young lady that is pregnant, on my mind. And I just wanted to voice my sincere concern about her. God has kept her on my heart because I was once that young lady in the same position. So it is so relatable of the things that you're going through. And I just want to encourage you. You know, I'm close to 50 years old now, and I was once in your spot, and God was with me. He protected me. He guided me. And I want to refer back to one of our Bible studies when it talked about Hannah. I may have that wrong, that name wrong, and I'm so sorry, but it was the handmaid of Sarah. When God comforted her after Sarah was being so mean to her and she ran away, and she named God the God who sees her. So I just wanted you to be encouraged from that particular scripture that we have gone through, that God sees you. He's there. He's concerned. He sees your tears. He sees your heartache. And he loves you. And I love you. And I want you to know that, you know, we're here for you. We're encouraging you and your child. And God can bring about a miracle in your life. So just know that I'm concerned and I'm praying for you. Have a wonderful day. God loves you, and so do I.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Steve from Albertville, Alabama. I'm calling in today for a man that I met over this past weekend at a conference who stated that he's going through some heavy stuff. His wife committed suicide 2 weeks and about 4 days ago. And every time he goes to church around people that knew his wife, all he sees is death. I pray against the attacks of the enemy. I pray against suicide. I pray against every fiery dart that the enemy throws at us as a community and all those that we pray for. Guys, this battle is real. It's relentless. And I pray that each and every one of you will be strong and stand firm in the faith. Brian and your entire family who produces and makes this possible for us to have this platform, I thank you. It's a way to share your faith. It's a way to be in community with like-minded people. And I just pray over Greg and his walk through the fire. Put your arm around somebody that's going through the fire and help them walk. Because sometimes we just need a little help. Sometimes we need a little prayer. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to. Steve from Albertville, Alabama. God bless you all and thank you so much.
My name is Tamiko and I'm from Missouri. I've listened to DAB for years, But this is my first time calling in. Just got done with the February 9th prayers. And I heard Ivy from Missouri too, and my ears really perked. You were talking about your late husband and how you need to do things little by little. And I was reminded of the story of the woman who gave the one talent at the temple, and Jesus said to his disciples, "She has given everything." Know that your little by little is enough. It's enough for Jesus. And to anyone who may be listening to this, you are made in the image of God. And whatever you're struggling with, even if you can't, if you feel like you can't give it all to Jesus yet, little by little, that's enough. The God who holds the whole universe still also holds you. Peace be with you.